Hello, gorgeous people, and welcome back to another episode of What Is This Feeling? A podcast where I talk about everything gay, theater, drag, spirituality, and sex. My name is Piotr, and I am a Pisces, and this week we're going to talk about being scared. Scared! It's going to be a very ooky, spooky, spooky episode of What Is This Feeling? Things were so much simpler when we were younger, right? Like, the things I was scared of was very simple. It was just a guy in the attic with a knife. That's what I was scared of, which was every night when I went to bed, I knew there was someone upstairs in the attic. Nowadays, I don't have that anymore because we don't have an attic. But yeah, I felt like if you are a child, you don't have a lot of, I don't want to say brain capacity for a lot of worry, because your natural state of mind is just to enjoy life. And then there will be some bits that will trigger you or like is scary and that will just scare you. But the things that are scared now that make me feel scared, with most of the time me making myself scared, with being anxious or having thoughts that would build a barrier for me to do something, those kind of scary thoughts, I don't think I had as a child. And if I did, I wasn't aware of it. But I did felt when I was younger that I was drawn to horror films, because I wanted to watch them so bad, but I couldn't because I was scared. So I loved Scary Movie 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5. And I was even scared of Scary Movie because it just had like little jump scares. And I was a very scared child in general. Lots of the things my life was based on was very in a very fearful way. But I will talk about it in a little bit. I'm going to go back to a Scary Movie. So I was a little bit scared of Scary Movie, but it did help me watch the original films like The Grudge, The Ring, Signs, The Village, Saw, all these films. And I really wanted to watch them, but my parents didn't want to watch them, so I was the only person that could watch it. So I trained myself in watching them. So I remembered at 9 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday morning, I would put on The Grudge and it was fine because I had a reference to Scary Movie and I was like, oh, if it's too scary, it's like, oh, it's just like in Scary Movie, and I could watch it and it was fine, except for in the evening when I got a bit scared. But training myself to watch it during the day really helped. And also, I remembered watching Paranormal Activity, and everybody was... Did you remember the time that was so hyped up that people left the theater and like, oh, it's such like a intense film. And I watched it and it finished and I was like, is this it? Was this it? And then I felt a little bit betrayed, and I was maybe a bit betrayed by myself, that I hyped myself up so much that it would be so scary and I couldn't view it because it was so... And then I watched it and it was fine. So, end of the story. It's just, you know, things are sometimes scarier in your head than they usually are. I think that's the moral of this podcast. Okay. Oh, yeah. One of the things that I was not mentally scared by, but more kind of, this is just really scary. Me and my boyfriend went to the London Dungeon Experience, I think it's called that, in London Bridge. And it was fine. The whole thing was fine. And at the end, you got like a little scare kind of maze things where people would just be like, oh, and you're like, oh, which was fine. But at the end, I don't know if it's a spoiler, and if it's a spoiler, just skip about 20 seconds. At the end, there is someone with a chainsaw, And when I heard the chainsaw, I was like, nope. And the only way to continue the tour and to finish and go out is through a room where the guy with the chainsaw is. That, I don't know if it triggered me or if it was something from a past life, but hearing that chainsaw and it was dark, the thought of literally being chopped up was just ooh. So I remembered most of the group already ran past, and I was like, I can't do this. And then I think I just ran past, and I was like, this is not fun. This is not okay. But yeah, that was intense. And just to leave you with a little question. So, what is fear based on? What is your fear based on? Is it something from your past? Is it something from your past that would influence your future or that you think would happen again in the future? Or is it something else? Just throwing it out there. Okay, bye. Doo-doo-doo.
My pulse is rushing. My head is reeling. My face is flushing. What is this show?
Looking back, the biggest thing. Maybe the biggest thing I've learned from theatre is to overcome my fear. Like I said, a lot of things in my life were fear-based. I covered it up, I think, with theatre. With theatre, I've discovered a lot of things, but it also made me, trained me to go for it and cover up a lot of insecurities and things. So a lot of anxious things that I have now that I had when I was younger, but I got over it because the show must go on. The show, it's when you do an audition, when you are in a show, you just do it because that's, you know what happens? People pay a ticket, people come and you perform and that's it, and you there is no time. When the show starts, you just go for it. And I think that's a very nice thing that theatre has. If something scares you with performing and with things, I go for it, and I wouldn't allow myself to stop it, you know, to be like, oh hey guys, I'm gonna stop the show because I don't feel mentally stable. But yeah, that made the whole vibe, the whole flow of the show starting. You're gonna go, even though you are struggling with something, you're just gonna go through it and you overcome it. I feel one, I think it was twice that I was a little bit scared. One time I was going back to my time in Shrek. I did the Dutch production of Shrek the Musical, and I was a cover for the dragon. So the dragon was a massive puppet, which was puppeteered by four people. Was just yeah, done by four people, and I was cover for the head and for the butt. So when you're at the head, you have this massive pole that you slide into, kind of a cylinder, which is around your waist. And it will rest between your legs. And then with your hands, you just make the eyes and mouth and stuff move. And yeah, everything. So there is a bit in the show where it was you wrap around Donkey and then you just stay there for a bit. Now, the pole rests in between my legs, which was fine. But one performance, I suddenly heard, I didn't hear it, but I felt. And I don't know what happened, and I don't know if one of my balls like got pushed another way, but because of that sensation, I got a heat flush, and I got really warm, and I was like, "Oh my God, what is happening?" And the head was quite heavy, and I was like, "Oh my God, what is gonna happen? Am I okay?" And I think I was fine afterwards, but the whole sensation of being in front of lots of people dressed in black, just carrying a head and having something happen with your crotch, it was a bit scary. Another time, and it was more kind of a kind of, can I do this? Was when I was in Antwerp doing the show. We were there for like 6 weeks. It was lovely. We did a show, we went out, we had a nice sleep, have some lunch, do a show, go out again. It was lovely. Now, we went out, I think it was a Friday night or something. So there was a double show on the Saturday. And last minute, they said, oh, you're going to be the dragon again. The head of the dragon. Now, like I said, the head is not very light. So I was like, okay, it will be fine. But with like a half hungover head, I was being the head. And because it was a different theater that we usually went to, the choreography backstage of collecting the head took longer than it did in Amsterdam. So instead of carrying it maybe 10, 20 seconds before we went on, we were there for a couple of minutes and I felt my legs a little bit shaking and I was like, oh my God. So that was a little bit scary for me, but it was all fine because what? I am a professional. Now, there are not a lot of very scary shows on. So one of the plays that I've seen that was proper just a jump scare horror show was Ghost Stories. I don't know if the movie was there first or if it was the show, the play first, but it was so scary. It was so dark. And before the announcement, you know, sometimes there's no readmission if you go into an auditorium and the show starts. Sometimes you can't go out again and pop back in. But for this show, they made an announcement that you can't leave the auditorium. Like, they made it sound like it was more scary than it was. And it had just so many jump scares, and it was so well done. And it's literally the same as the film. We saw the show, and then, I don't know, in the evening or the day after, we wanted to watch the film, and it was literally the same beats, the same rhythm of the scares as well. It was really good. Another really scary play is The Woman in Black, and it just closed here in the West End. And it's such a good show. Again, the film, I don't really enjoy, because the whole vibe is that you have someone in the present moment telling a story about the past and then recreating it. And it is just really, it's really scary. Yeah, I can't do any spoilers or whatever, but yeah, it's a really scary, scary play. Oh, I'm going to go back to Shrek for a little bit. So I don't know if you remember, but in 2012, in December, I don't know what day it was, they said in the Maya calendar that the world would end. That in December 2012, the world would end. And we did a show, and it was at like 8:30 or something, or 7:30. I don't know. It was a specific time as well. We did a show, and there was a blackout. The fuse box was totally melted. Literally all the stops were like melted. And that happens on the day when in 2012 the world would have ended, but it didn't. But yeah, we had a show stop. Ooh, mama, it's drag. Ooh. I do enjoy scary drag. One of the things I love is Dragula. It's an American TV show, and it's the search for the drag monster. And season 5 is coming out soon. The cast announcement has been made. There is someone from Manchester in it. And it's such an amazing show. It's almost like Drag Race meets Fear Factor. And it's very performance-based. The challenges that they do are very performance-based, as in looks, their performance, and the creativity that they put in. Because they make things themselves. They make the outfits themselves, most of them, make the outfits themselves, and you see them being quite creative in the workroom and stuff. I love it. It's really cool. So check that out. The other scary bit about drag is, well, nothing, because there's nothing scary about drag. I'm not going to get too political, but the governments all over the world are quite like magicians. They make you focus at something, and then underneath the table, they do other, like, weird shit. So they make you have the focus on that drag queens should be banned and that trans people are bad. And then under the table, they get rid of so many other things that are actually important in the world, but they make us feel that the other things that they show literally in front of us are more important than our economics, the planet, the people in our country. So that's the only scary bit I'm gonna say about that.
Welcome to the Zen Garden.
Now, where does fear start? Where does it start? Are you born with a certain amount of fear? Is fear built into you from the people around you? Are you developing fears yourself as a point of a trigger? Just putting it out there. So I discovered through therapy, thank God, that a lot of things in my life were fear-based and worry-based. It almost feels like it's very rational and it's very kind of, no, I am sensible about thinking this way, but actually it is fear-based. It is not having fun. It is not living an easy, fun, deserving life. It's very fearful with what would happen with this. And I'm going to be prepared if this situation would happen again. I will be prepared if I meet these people. I would be prepared if I would go out. And I'm going to overthink things a couple of times before stepping into a situation. Just how you get used to, you know, certain people, certain jobs, watching a certain TV show, how you get used to that and get comfortable with that. A lot of mental thought patterns you get comfortable with as well. And it's sometimes hard to let that go, even though they are very negative thought patterns. Because you as a person feel alive when you think a certain way. And even though you have anxious thoughts, you have scary thoughts, you have happy thoughts, they almost fill you up as being a valid person, a valid living human being. So taking a step back from any emotion can make you feel a bit empty. And I have said before, you are and you have thoughts. You are and you have emotions and feelings. So sometimes I have felt that I could very split that. I could very be like, oh yeah, I've got this thought now and I can sit back and I can see it and it's fine. But with a lot of fear-based thoughts that are rooted deeper in me than a couple of thoughts that I became aware of, it's harder to take that step back and go with the flow. For example, with meeting new people, for example, with making phone calls, I have always found making phone calls so scary. With dialing a number and waiting for someone to pick up, and then, I think it also had to do with that I couldn't control what the other person would perceive instead of hearing my voice. And yeah, it is such a trigger to like phone people. Sometimes it's very easy. But I've had it yesterday when I had to phone someone and it was like I was 5 years old again. And I was like, it was so weird. So yeah, where does fear come from? Trouble come from? Worrying come from? It's a very rational, egocentric thing. You know, because some people are scared of things and some people aren't. Like, I'm not scared of death. That's not a thing that scares me. But, like, the other day, I woke up and my neck hurt and it still hurts a bit. The thought that I had was, this will never go away. And I was scared that for the rest of my life, I would walk around with, like, a sore neck. And that made me more scared than death. So what is that? And one thing that's a bit connected to it as well is how you be perceived or how what you show to people. Like, I feel I can be vulnerable with people because that's like a state of mind that is very easy for me. Or show people that I am happy or content, or that I'm great to work with, that I'm doing a good job, those state of minds go very easily for me. But to be angry or tell someone off or have a couple of like negative emotions shown, I have struggled a lot with that, and I find it really scary to show people sometimes that. And I remembered in the beginning when I started doing the podcast and I forced myself to do topics like being annoyed and angry, because those are not emotions I'm very comfortable with showing and for people to see me. Am I okay with people seeing me be scared? I think so. I think it feels quite vulnerable again as well. Or like scared to mess up. I have listened to myself back while I was editing and I'm making like weird grammar mistakes. And I think I'm just going to keep it in because like that's what I said. Sometimes I start a sentence and then I end up with a different kind of sentence or a different structure than what I already had in mind. Yeah, being scared to mess things up, being scared to fail, that's a big one as well. And I feel becoming aware of these thought patterns of where it is coming from really helps. Like, if I find the source of the things that I find hard to do and the source of what giving me anxious thoughts, then you just go to that and try and find what it is, and then you just work on it. Because sometimes you feel very numb with an overflow of emotions or an overflow of energies and stuff. Yeah, I do find that scary. Oh, a thing that I am a little bit scared of, because I sometimes feel I never really go over the top, is that the fear is that I would crack one day. That one day I would just like, am on the tube and I get too overwhelmed with like energies and I would just snap and like run naked on the tube yelling at people saying I'm a happy chicken, and you know, just making a total fool out of myself. Is that it? I don't know. But yeah, like that's a scary thought, that I would just like break and everything. Am I scared of that? Because the thought of like breaking and proper letting go of every kind of frustration or emotion of things that has built up in my life to then let go, that would be quite nice. Yeah. No, I'm not scared of it anymore. You see, and then I'm scared of ad-libbing and just saying what is on my mind about being scared on the pod. And then we make such lovely conversations with myself. And yeah, you see, that structure of like, that mindset of prepping for an episode and then being scared of the outcome. And I keep doing that. I keep doing that. This is episode 30-something. And I keep doing that. This is interesting. And I just need to stop doing that. Yeah. Boop. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Scary sex. Yes, I'm not going to proper continue with what I previously said. But yeah, I didn't have a lot for this segment. And I thought, oh, how could it be still be interesting if I haven't really prepped a lot or couldn't really thought about things, which I was scared of because I wanted to have a nice podcast. One of the things that I did thought of, I once met up with a guy in the first year I lived in London, and I went back to his place and it looked like almost a kind of warehouse. And when we walked in, it was so dark. It was so dark and I couldn't even like see a proper setup of like a kitchen or like that kind of stuff. It was so dark. and we went down to the basement. There were some stairs, and I don't know why he didn't put the light on or something. And I don't know if, I bet he was like sharing that kind of flat warehouse thing with other people. But we literally went down to the basement where in a dark hall, he just opened a door and then turned on the lights of his room. And it was quite a nice room, by the way. But yeah, walking down, I was like, I'm going to die here. I'm literally going to die here. But I didn't. And it was quite a lovely night. We just had some cuddles and that was fine. And, but yeah, it was weird because even though, like, when I was inside the room, I thought, I have no idea who's outside now. But hey-ho, I am here. And that was a little bit scary. So yeah, I think I have it half of the scared of being caught. And I haven't done a lot of things outside in public, but I don't like the idea of getting caught. And, you know, if it's in a space where there are other gay people who are consent of you being there and who are fine, like, catching someone, I think that would calm me down more than proper getting caught in a situation that I don't want to get caught by other people, if that makes sense. It is really interesting as well that I have never really proper felt the scaredness of being intimate with someone, or if that is with being in a relationship with someone. I always felt like, oh, I'm quite nice and I can be with someone. And that should happen because it would be a shame if not. I think being in a now longer, long-term relationship, it's sometimes scary that if I feel a certain way and I show that, I find it sometimes scary to do because if I look back on, I don't know, 5 years ago, I don't think I've showed some emotions than what I do now. So, especially going through therapy and stuff, and proper wanting to tune in on how I feel, it was so amazing that my boyfriend was just there in letting me be myself, and that he wasn't scared of me showing my emotions and showing my frustrations. And I'm really thankful for that, because that is sometimes scary to, if that is the saying of opening yourself up to someone, to proper showing yourself to someone with how you feel, and yeah, that can be sometimes scary. And before we finish this segment off, I did have sex once at Halloween, so it was a little bit scary. Okay, I'm going to pull a card now. Amazing. I am going to pull a card from the Angel Guide Oracle from Kyle Gray. I thought I lost his card deck for a while, but it was just beside my bed. It was there for a couple of weeks, so I didn't lose it. But thank you so much, Angels. Thank you for guiding us. This card is for you, for the lovely listeners today when this podcast comes out. What do they need for this week? Question. What do they need for this week? Yes. It's a bit of freedom. It's a bit of joy. It's a bit of sparkle. This popped out in the little booklet. If you've been holding off the right time, the time is now, and you've been encouraged to take the next step. You are good to go. Go for it. Lovely people, thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions for me, the questions are coming in like sweet buns on an autumn evening in June. No, I'd love to get some questions if there are any out there. If you have any questions for me, any juicy questions, you can always message me on What Is This Feeling podcast on Instagram. Send me a message, send me a voice note, do whatever you like. And for now, listen to your feelings. Your feelings are valid. You are valid. Have an amazing week. Doei.